the lazy.
At Wyoming Rehab, our mission is to keep you moving, playing, and living life to the fullest. Our expert team at Wyoming Rehab specializes in physical, occupational, and speech therapy, offering personalized care that gets you back to the activities you enjoy most. Schedule a free screening with our team of kind and compassionate experts at Wyoming Rehab and leave with treatment recommendations. Call Wyoming Rehab at 307-674-1632 or visit SheridanHospital.org to learn more today.
You're running a business out of your garage. And your office? That's the back seat of your truck. It's time to upgrade. A Shop-A-Minium is your own commercial condo, heated, insulated, powered up, and ready to work. Perfect for welders, woodworkers, side hustlers, and folks who need more than a corner of the laundry room. Shop-A-Miniums gives you a pro space without the landlord drama. Call Donna Garland at Sheridan Realty Associates and ask about Shop-A-Miniums today.
Dude, Rootstock is coming to Landon's Greenhouse.
Rootstock? What's that?
Rooted in Wyoming's annual fundraiser. $30 gets you amazing local food from Ola's Market, local beer, and live music from Dave Munsick. Plus, donations are matched by the Standish Family Fund.
Rooted in Wyoming taught my kids soils and worms.
Yeah, so bring your friends and family and items for the food drive. Help connect the community through local food.
Rootstock, Saturday, September 6th, 12 to 3 at Landon's Greenhouse. Get tickets at rootedinwyoming.org.
This is Public Pulse, your information and conversation program, brought to you by First Federal Bank and Trust. You can voice your opinion by calling 672-KROE. That's 672-5763. Now, your host for Public Pulse, Floyd Whiting.
Tuesday, August 19th. And from Wyoming's Emerald City, I'm Floyd Whiting, and this is Public Pulse. This morning, I am joined by Story resident Mark Cadle. Good morning. Welcome back to the show.
Good to be here. Thank you, Floyd.
Adjusting the volume.
We're making sure the volume is good to go here so I can hear myself.
Now, last time you and I talked, you were planning the Storywide yard sale. Kind of offline, you told me it went really well, but I want the people to hear that. It sounds like the ladies had a really good time.
The women's club did an excellent job during the Storywide sale. They did an amazing job. That they sold out of cinnamon rolls at 8 o'clock.
Wow!
And I believe, if I remember right, they sold out of food at 9 o'clock. Yeah, and from what I heard, even the Tunnel Inn sold out, or they ran out of food. So we had so many people came out to support that, and I am so grateful for everyone who traveled out to Story for the Storywide yard sale at the beginning of June. It just was great.
That's fantastic. You know, it's kind of a bummer for those who came after nine, but I do love the idea that, you know, you're going to have to sit down and go, well, holy cow, this is getting so big. We're going to have to go ahead and expand what we've got here.
Mm-hmm.
And that is fantastic to hear for an event, especially for a little place like Story coming together, holding this yard sale, and then you get flooded. What was parking like? Was it okay?
You know, the parking, since the yard sale was kind of scattered out throughout Story, the parking was not an issue.
Oh, fantastic.
I mean, we had, you know, the Women's Club building there, you know, they got a little congested, but when that phased out a little bit, when people were leaving, it wasn't too bad at all. There's a lot of people, you know, with being so spread out, people were able to get to where they wanted to go pretty well.
Yeah.
And so we had, you know, people selling sports gear, fishing gear. I mean, lots of furniture, you name it, yard improvement, maintenance tools, and you name it. I mean, people sold all different kinds of stuff. And so it was, if you can make it next year, I would definitely highly recommend it, because people love going out there. And, you know, I've been talking to people from Claremont, Buffalo, all over, and people make the drive to go to the Storywide yard sale.
I mean, we've been up there a couple times for a few events. That's where I learned to cross-country ski, was in Story.
Wow.
And it's just, it's a beautiful place to be for a day. One thing that I've noticed, and correct me if I'm wrong, Mark, because it might just be perception, but I always feel like it's about 5 to 6 degrees cooler up in Story than it is anywhere else around the region.
Yeah, I mean, when you get away from Sheridan, away from all the pavement, all that, I don't know what the, just that radiation.
The
or
urban
something.
Community,
there, right?
For what it's worth.
Yeah, but it is typically cooler up there.
Yeah, being up among the trees, that's always kind of been my thing. Now, how long have you been in Story, Mark?
I'm originally from Story. I was born in Buffalo. My childhood roots are in Story. So Story is my home. I've traveled other places and had other, you know, childhood experiences in other places, but I've always considered Story as my hometown. Yeah.
I grew up kind of in a very small town, not as many trees, but a lot of ditches that I used to run along. And we were kind of reflecting on the memories of how we used to spend our summers as kids this summer. And I was wondering, you know, when a kid's got all that forest to run around in, what's that like growing up in Story?
It's a huge sense of adventure. You have all these tall pine trees and you're walking around, hiking, and it's, you know, there's the stream, all the creeks going through Story. It really feels like when you're a little kid, it feels like an adventure because you just, you know, the trees are so big, and especially in the winter, you have all the, all the snow on the trees. I mean, it just feels really magical. And I've heard people say magical as a descriptive word many times when it comes to Story, but it is. It's a peaceful place. It's nice and quiet. You have the Penrose Trailhead right there, the South Piney Trailhead, which is an easier hike. Penrose is a little steep starting out, but it's a beautiful hike.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, growing up, I remember, you know, being on the ATVs with my dad and going up the trail. And it's, you know, him taking me on his hunting adventures and wondering if I'm hanging on tight enough because he's going down the mountain really fast. But it was great. I love Story, and the people there are just amazing.
These mountain towns, you know, they're just different than anywhere else. And, you know, if you don't live in one of these, because I lived in Sumter for a very short period of my life, Sumter, Oregon, and it's a very small community tucked way back up in the mountains. And it's a different lifestyle up there. And it's very unique, and it's something that I've always kind of pined for, you know, as I've grown up. Kind of that remote sense of living up there. So, celebrating Story, let's start with the basics. The folks who might not be familiar, tell me about Story Days. What is this?
Story Days is a annual event. It's we have it every year, and it's the end of summer festival, and it is this year, I believe, it's the 38th annual Story Days.
Oh, wow.
It's been around for a while. And, you know, a lot of people have, you know, it's evolved. I think it's, you know, it's, you know, I was going through the history of the committee, and, you know, we've had a lot of really great people in Story step up and be a part of the committee throughout mm-hmm. the years. And there's just, it's a great time for, you know, the community to come together. But it's been going on for quite a while, and it's, you know, it's a part of Story. So when we say celebrating Story, that's exactly what we're doing. We're celebrating the history, the people of Story. There's just a lot of really good memories a lot of childhood memories when people are, you know, when they're young, they see the parade, and those memories never forget those.
Oh, yeah.
And you know, all the horses and the wranglers and everything, all the things that go on for Story Days. That's just people don't forget that, and it's a neat experience.
Having the community all kind of all come out you know, because there are some folks who like their independence up there, you know, staying kind of away from society. That's kind of a bit of what Story's about, you know. I want to kind of be out there by myself. But having everybody come together for Story Days, that's got to be a very unique experience. Finally seeing your neighbors and shaking hands and say, you know, checking on each other. What is that like to see your community all come together during these days?
One of my favorite things, when it comes to coming together as a community, we all have our differences.
Mm-hmm.
And I love the fact that no matter what, you know, side of the aisle you stand politically or what issues there are there, or even in our disagreements with things that we would like to see in the community, Story Days is a wonderful opportunity to where we all come together. We put all that aside and, you know, we get to celebrate and we get to, you know, enjoy one another and put all that behind us. Mm-hmm. And it's just, you know, that's where connections are formed. And, you know, that grudge you may have with your neighbor and say, hey, we're going to put that aside for today and just enjoy one another's company. And, you know, it's just small town. It's everywhere. But, you know, I love that because we can, you know, just really appreciate each other's presence.
Yeah. And Story for what it is, you know.
Absolutely.
Celebrate it for what it is. How does, you're looking back through the history of Story, how does the town's history play into the spirit of the celebration itself?
Yeah, one of the huge parts about Story is, you know, Women's Club has been around for a long time, so that's something that happens every year, and they're a dynamic force for good for the Story community, and there's a lot of history there, and, you know, one of the things we do every year is we always like to have, you know, the Wranglers, the Western feel, the horseback, the mules, and a lot of neat things that are a part of the parade to really highlight the Western feel that is so, you know, this is Wyoming. And so having that is just a natural part of being in Wyoming. But there's so many really interesting things when it comes to the history of Story. You know, from Marshall Wolf, the founders, and there's a lot of really neat things, like even like the Wagon Box, up the road on North Piney. You know, the Wagon Box has been around for a long time. Wow, it's had its issues with operators and things like that in the past. But the history, I mean, that thing was built in like 1906. And
wow.
I think it was built in, either, I don't know when it was completed, but I know it opened in 1907 or 1906. But so there's a lot of really neat things. The Lador has been a huge staple of the community for a long time. And I think that's slowly kind of coming back again because there's, you know, the NOLA Catering, Megan Mincer with NOLA Catering is using the kitchen there. And she's done a fantastic job getting that kitchen looks amazing. And so there's a lot of things. So things are kind of slowly kind of coming back because Lawrence Welk, I believe, used to performed one time at Lador and a lot of other big names. And
wow.
So it was kind of like the place to go.
Yeah.
And so it's neat to see kind of that spark coming back again and things like that. And it's hard to keep all that going sometimes when you have so many other places, or if you get a different operator that, you know, people want to go somewhere else. And so we'd like to keep that going.
Yeah. When it comes to like people coming into the community, have you seen kind of a resurgence, maybe within the last 5-6 years, people wanting to kind of be out there on their own a little bit more, kind of away from more populated areas? So maybe you've seen some new faces in Story, or has that happened?
Yeah, we've seen a lot. I've noticed in the last 5 years since I've moved back, we have a lot of I've seen a lot of younger families come into Story.
Fantastic,
which is amazing. And we have some really neat families that have moved in. Some families started, and a lot of those. It's really neat. And you know, Story is. Historically, there's a lot of retired people. People see there, they want to retire there, which is awesome.
The quiet. Looking for the quiet.
You're looking for the quiet. Yeah, they just want the peace. And I've noticed with a lot of the retired, And the neat thing about the retired population is, you know, they step up, they do a lot of the volunteering, but even what's more cool is seeing the younger family stepping up and volunteering, even with all the different organizations in Story. We have the Lions Club, we have the Women's Club, and we have the Story Days Committee. And so there's a lot of things to get involved with, and not to forget the volunteer fire department in Story is incredible. Their response time is amazing. They're doing a great job there, and they're getting on board. And we have some young, great young guys there with families that are a part of that. That's a sacrifice for them to be on there, you know, when they get that call, you know, and they're headed into situations where most people run out of.
Yeah.
And it's great to see that community spirit of volunteers. The heart of a volunteer is amazing.
And you know, the volunteer firefighters that are up there, you guys live in a very unique place, and again, surrounded by trees. And I can remember only a few years ago, hasn't even been that long, the threat of fire, you know, and Story coming together and kind of protecting each other, protecting each other's property. It's one of those communities you really want to be a part of, because yes, although it is a smaller community, boy, it's got its good foundations, you know, and people coming together when they're needed, and banding together as a community. And that's something that I'm always trying to promote on this show, because we need each other. On that, I do have to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we'll continue talking about the upcoming Story Days. You're listening to Public Pulse on 930 KROE and 103.9 FM, Sheridan.
Need a bank that works on your schedule?
At First Federal Bank and Trust, you can open personal checking and savings accounts anytime, online or through the First Federal app.
It's quick, simple, and designed to fit your life.
And as we celebrate 90 years of community commitment, we're proud to keep making banking easier for you. Open an account today at efirstfederal.bank or on the app.
First Federal Bank and Trust, 90 years of putting our community first.
Member FDIC.
This August, discover the magic of peridot at Legacy Diamond and Gems. Born in fire, carried by volcanoes, peridot is one of the few gems that glows naturally at night, and the only gemstone to have been found in meteorites. Ancient sailors wore it for protection. Mystics believe it could chase away darkness. Celebrate your story with a gem that's traveled through time and space. Legacy Diamond and Gems, where every stone tells a story. 11 North Main in downtown Sheridan.
When it comes to orthopedic care, experience matters. At Sheridan Orthopedic Associates, our team of board-certified specialists brings decades of trusted expertise to every diagnosis, treatment, surgery, and recovery plan. From sports injuries to joint replacements, Sheridan Orthopedics offers both surgical and non-surgical care tailored to your needs right here in your community. Choose the team that physicians and families have trusted for generations. Learn more about our team of experts at SheridanOrtho.com. Sheridan Orthopedics, expertise you can count on.
Summer is here and the water is clear. Time to fish your bass off for another great year. Rod in your hand, feet in the sand, sun on your shoulders, your catch looking so grand. Snap a photo of your fish, then head online
to SheridanMedia.com for prizes so fine. Win $300 from Connect Home Center and $300 more. From Century 21 BHJ, now that is a score. Enter on the contest page before Labor Day. But why wait around? Cast your entry today.
This public service message is presented by BHJ Property Management at 101 South Main.
Hello, Sheridan. This is Brooke with Sheridan County Predator Management District. Sheridan County has seen record numbers of rabies cases the past couple of years, and this year has a similar potential. If you or a family member see an animal that is acting sick or unusual, please do not approach that animal. Report to the district's rabies handler, Paul Herman, for extraction and testing at 307-751-1412.
Good morning and welcome back to Public Pulse
I'm Floyd Whiting, and this morning we're speaking with lifetime resident of Story, resident Mark Cottle. We're talking about the upcoming Story Days. This is an annual event that celebrates the strong, independent spirit of this town and its residents. It begins August 22nd, and it's going to run through the 24th. The parade will kick off at 10 a.m. on August 23rd. Now, Mark, the parade, the big centerpiece of the weekend, what makes the Stories Days parade unique compared to others within the region?
Well, a lot of it is the people in Story participating in the parade and the community that comes together and notice and you know, they watch the parade, they see their friends, they see their own family there. You know, it's very centered around the local people, and it's a fun thing to watch, because when you see a kid light up with seeing their parents, or maybe they're even in the parade, and I mean, their smile is so huge, and that joy is so fun to see. And you know, when you see kids and the firefighters hit that siren in the parade, I mean, they just get so excited about and it's fun to see. And parents, you know, it's just a great experience for, if you have kids, you know, when you bring your kids out to the parade, it's just something that, you know, it's unique to Story because of the setting. It's small. We don't have traffic lights. We don't have the congestion, although the parking has always been an issue, because North Piney, from the Lador all the way up to, you know, where you turn to go up North Piney, further up there, that main part of Story, it's hard, you can't park there. So you want to make sure that you wear your walking shoes.
You might be out there,
because you're going to be parking a little far away. And unfortunately, there's nothing we can do about that. We just got to plan for it. But it's a great experience for families, and the parade is just a great time for families to experience the scenery and the environment and that peacefulness of Story. And the parade, you know, every year there's something. We have antique cars, we have all kinds of different things.
Now, when it comes to the parade, is this one the last one in the region for the summer?
I believe so.
I think it might be.
I don't know for sure.
Folks, if I'm wrong about that, feel free. Shoot me an email. Let me know if another parade's going on, because I think this might be the last parade for the year. Kind of the bow on the whole package of the summer.
Yes.
You know, head up there to the Story Days Parade. Get your parade fix in for the year. What other key events happening that day can folks look forward to?
One of the things I would like to point out is right away, Saturday morning. Actually, let me go back to Friday. This kicks off August 22nd, which is a Friday. The Alley Cats will be performing at the Story Art Station, and that starts at 7 o'clock, goes to 7 to 11, and there's food there available. The Alley Cats have done a lot of performances in the area, and so I'm really excited to have them there. The next day on Saturday, I want to highlight that the Story Volunteer Fire Department will be doing their annual pancake breakfast.
Oh, fantastic.
And they do an amazing job every single year. It tastes great. And so that's, I believe it starts at 7. I don't have the schedule in front of me. I should. I'm just going off of memory here. So that's great. The fireman's breakfast. And then obviously the parade is at 10 o'clock. And then after that, the vendors will be set up. We have around 40 vendors this year. So there's a lot of incredible vendors that are going to be showing up. And they have, and then at 11 o'clock, cruising is going to start at 11 o'clock down at the Lador. They're going to go till 2, and then at 2:30, the Kraft Brothers
going to step up.
They're going to step in, and they're going to do an incredible job, like they always do. And so I'm really looking forward to all the musicians, and I'm, you know, they're all going to do great. And so there's live music going on everywhere. The Wagon Box has some live music going on. The Tuttle Inn will have some live music going on in the evening at 6 o'clock. Rich Bratton is going to be performing at the Tuttle Inn. And so it's going to be a full day of a lot of really cool things. So I want to make sure that if people want to know what's going on, they need to go to storywyoming.org. .org, not com, go to .org. And the breakdown of everything going on is right there.
Fantastic. Man, this sounds like a weekend of music.
It is.
A big celebration going on. If you go from kind of one concert to another, stop by a couple of vendors, because it sounds like there's going to be plenty of them out there. Mm-hmm. I hope the weather holds out for you. It looks like it's going to be an okay weekend so far. You never know with Wyoming. But now, how does Story Days really impact Story's economy from what you see? I mean, do people walk away with a big smile on their face? Hey, they have a great time, but they also made some great sales.
Yeah, the vendors are, well, we're excited to have all the vendors we're having this year. And as of right now, I think it's 40 exactly. Don't know for sure. It could be more. By Saturday, but I know that when all these people come into town and support Story Days, you know, they're stopping at the Tuttle Inn, mm-hmm. where they're stopping at the Wagon Box, they're getting things at the Women's Club, which is supporting the Women's Club. There's just so many moving parts on an economic part where they're supporting a great cause, a great community. And we really appreciate that. And we put a lot of effort into putting Story Days on. This year, we have an amazing, a really good community committee. There, many of them are experienced at being on the committee, and this is my first year of being the president of the committee, mm-hmm. and I still have my training wheels on. I'm leading from behind. All these experienced people are telling me how things go. But it's so much fun to work with an incredible team of people. We all have our unique strengths. And I'm really excited about this year with all the vendors. It's going to really help out the community and all the live music. And a lot of people are going to be coming in and for the first time, and this year is going to be great because of all the things going on. So if you're on the fence of whether you want to make the drive up to Story, I highly recommend to do that. Just come on up. You don't have to stay for very long, but it's going to be a great Story Days this year.
Get some music in, stop by, check out some vendors, grab a bite to eat. I mean, that's a day out for a family right there, you know. And if you want to head to the pancake breakfast, which I recommend, head on up there. You're going to be helping out the fire department. You're going to be stopping by. You got the parade directly after. It's a great event going on up there. Mark, one last question for you. You've been heavily involved in stories committees and other things going on up at Story, probably, I'd say, for about a year. You're a young guy, you're coming in, you're ready to really kind of step up and promote these events. In the future, what would you like to see happen with Story Days? As a young guy with some great ideas and motivation and direction, what are you hoping Story Days looks like in 10, 15 years?
Well, I definitely don't want to revolutionize anything. I mean, mm-hmm. keeping things what makes stories so good. Mm-hmm. You know, we're not a big town. We don't want all the big town stuff in there. We don't need a bike path on the side of the road or anything like that. The biggest thing is staying true to the history of Story.
Yeah,
keeping what makes Story great is what it's all about. Holding true to the values, like you mentioned before, the independence. Mm-hmm. We have the fish hatchery there, making sure that the history of Story stays alive with events like Story Days and highlighting the people, the great people of the community that have made Story what it is right now. And I want to make sure that we honor all the people that have sacrificed so much time and so much energy into keeping Story going for so long. I mean, we have a lot of incredible people that behind the scenes that, you know, they're not mentioned. They don't have any publicity. They don't have, they're not in the paper. That they just do it because that's who they are. And that's what makes Story so amazing.
Absolutely. Mark, thank you so much for coming in this morning. I hope Story Days is the biggest one yet.
Yeah. StoryWyoming.org.
StoryWyoming.org. All right. When we return, we're going to speak with Isabel Wallop and Pat McCoon on the upcoming Sheridan High School Constitution Day. You're listening to Public Pulse on 930 KROE and 103.9 FM Sheridan.
You're on the go, and so should your banking.
At First Federal Bank and Trust, you can open personal checking and savings accounts anytime, online or on the First Federal app.
It's banking on your time wherever you are.
Plus, we're celebrating 90 years of community commitment, proudly serving Sheridan and the people who make it great.
Banking made easy with the community at heart.
Visit efirstfederal.bank to get started today. First Federal Bank and Trust, 90 years strong, member FDIC.
Hi, this is Colton Bates with the Bates team at Best. Right now, an increasing number of homes are hitting the market, and many of them are staying on the market longer than we're accustomed to, especially over the past 5 years. For you prospective buyers listening, this is a good thing. Many people are sitting on the sidelines holding out for the perfect situation to buy the home they've planned and waited for. Yet now is the peak of the summer selling season, and there are many motivated sellers. If you take action, you already have an advantage, especially when you work with a real estate team that shares your motivation. Call me, Colton, and work with the Bates team today at 675-BEST and visit bestwy.net.
This is the Captain with Captain Clean. Have your dryer vents been cleaned recently? As a leading cause of home fires, Captain Clean recommends dryer vent cleaning every 6 months. Our specialized equipment allows us to reach every inch of your dryer vent to ensure peace of mind. Call Captain Clean today at 672-0726 and sign up for our fire protection plan, where we pre-schedule the dryer vent cleanings for you so you never forget. Call Captain Clean. Affordable choices for healthy living.
This is the story of Jack and the Beanstalk, which Jack climbed all the way to a giant's castle. But Jack had whooping cough, which he gave to the giant. The giant coughed so hard it blew Jack right out the window. The end. Without vaccines, our stories wouldn't be the same. Thank a vaccine. Are your kids up to date? Learn more at immunizewyoming.com.
Doug, I'm looking for a very specific pre-owned vehicle, but I don't even know what it is yet.
That's okay, Bob. We're trained professionals here at Waring Chevrolet. We'll feel what you're looking for.
Like car whispers?
Exactly. We stand on a lot and bam, the right vehicle finds you.
Wow, that sounds like magic.
It's not magic. We have over 65 pre-owned vehicles staring at us on the lot. But if we don't have the specific one, we'll track it down.
Let the car whispers. I mean the professionals at Waring Chevrolet help you find your next ride. 107 East Alger online, waringsheridan.com.
Hi there. I'm Taylor, front of house manager at Frackleton's, right here on Main Street in downtown Sheridan. At Frackleton's, great food is just where it starts. From the second you step inside, we aim to treat you like family. Your server, more like a personal guide to a perfect meal, offering up pairings, suggestions, and a smile to boot. Whether you're grabbing dinner, celebrating something big, or just treating yourself, we'll make it a meal to remember. Don't forget to snag a table ahead of time at Frackleton's.com.
If you haven't signed up for the Sheridan Media Newsletter, well, now's the time. You'll find some of the top news stories of the week, community events, local sports, weather, as well as the latest movies from Centennial Theater. What's happening at the Wild Theater? Discover fun facts, local photos and videos, Sheridan history, country bounty links, as well as links to some of your favorite businesses and promotions. It's emailed every Thursday morning. If you don't get the newsletter, you're missing out. Click on the Sheridan Media Newsletter button that's on the front of our website at SheridanMedia.com.
The following message is presented by Century 21 BHJ, 101 South Main.
Get ready for Story Days in Story, Wyoming, August 22nd through the 24th. Starting Friday night with Alley Cats and Saturday with a delicious pancake breakfast to support the Story Volunteer Fire Department, followed by the parade kicking off at 10 a.m. Enjoy live music from the band Cruisin' and the Kraft Brothers, along with many more activities. Visit StoryWyoming.org.
Good morning and welcome back to Public Pulse, proudly brought to you by our friends out there at First Federal Bank and Trust. I'm Floyd Whining. This morning, for our second part, I'm speaking with Isabel Wallop and Pat McCune. Good morning and welcome to the show.
Good morning.
Now, let's talk about the Sheridan High School celebrating Constitution Day. And how does that tie into their big We the People civic education program?
Well, first of all, I'd like to say that we are very proud of Sheridan High School's We the People program. It's an advanced placement course, had been taught by Michael Thomas, who's a history and government teacher there. And these kids have been absolutely amazing. They have won awards both regionally and across the country. And in fact, last April, they went to Washington, D.C. for a mock congressional debate and won first place in one of the units of the program, which I think is pretty amazing for Sheridan, Wyoming. I am a member of the National Society of the Colonial Dames of America. We are interested in preserving history. And there are a couple of other lineage societies here in town, the Daughters of 1812, but more importantly, the Daughters of the American Revolution, and they focus on the Constitution. We're all in some way involved in preserving history, either through preserving buildings or documents or whatever. And the DAR, as I said, focused on the Constitution. Well, the Colonial Dames actually runs Gunston Hall, which was the father of the Bill of owned by the father of the Bill of Rights, George Mason. So it was a happy collaboration for us to want to promote these wonderful kids and learning about the Constitution. Now, let me ask you something, Floyd. Do you know what day Constitution Day is?
Oh, I don't. Shamefully, shamefully.
And it is something that we should all know because it is the architecture of our constitutional republic.
It's the basis of everything
that
we hold dear. It's
the basis of everything that of our constitutional republic, as I say. And it is September 17th. It was signed in 1789. Now, everybody knows July 4th, right?
That's right.
So we thought that it would be great to put these kids who are studying the Constitution up in front of the public for as a community service, really, to showcase them and show people in Sheridan and Johnson counties and whoever else wants to come, parents, teachers, you tell it, and have them do a little mock congressional debate, and then also to invite an outside speaker to come and speak to one of the really current constitutional issues of the day.
Mm.
So today, this year, we have Justice Kite coming as our guest speaker, and she is going to be speaking to the Constitution's Keepers, Exploring the Power of the Courts. And the kids will also be addressing some aspect of that. And then the mock congressional debate will be judged by people like my friend Pat McCune here, who's sitting to my right.
Mr. McCune, tell me a little bit about your history.
Well, first of all, I thank you for allowing us to be here, and congratulations to Isabel on the upcoming Constitution Day. I have a real interest in the Constitution, in part because I'm a lawyer. I'm from the Pittsburgh area and practiced law for 20 years before I was hired by a client to become the president of a local bank, which I was for 20 years back in Pittsburgh. However, I've been coming to the Sheridan area for over 50 years because of my relationship with Eaton's Ranch. When I was in college, I came out as a wrangler, worked at Eaton's, loved it, loved the Sheridan area, loved the Bighorn Mountains, met my wife at Eaton's Ranch. Although we pursued professional careers, we came back every year as guests, brought our two sons, who ended up working at Eaton's, and now we all live in Sheridan, Wyoming, because we love it. So although I was a pretend cowboy and still love the mountains and the horses, you know, I have a deep background when it comes to the Constitution.
You know, one thing that always gets me, I would say that there's no such thing as a pretend cowboy. I'd say if it's in your heart, you're one of us. Now, when we look at a situation like this, I mean, a Wyoming Supreme Court justice, you know, coming forward and speaking, what's the significance of that for these kids?
Well, the kids, first of all, are motivated to learn about the Constitution, and they're very inspiring. I would encourage anyone to observe these kids in action. Now, I say kids, they're high school juniors, so they're really young adults.
Young adults, right.
Yeah. But I'm amazed at how the Constitution still impacts so many issues in our daily lives. And of course, one of those issues that we're seeing every day in the headlines is the role and the authority of the courts versus the role and the authority of the executive and the legislature. And in We the People, these students are encouraged to study these very issues, not only the Constitution, but subsequent court cases, and to think about the role of the various institutions we have in society. And the role of the courts is a perfect example of one of the issues that just throws the Constitution in your face every day. And you need to understand the Constitution, its powers, its limitations, because, like it or not, it has created the greatest form of government in the history of the world.
Mm-hmm. And one that's the only written Constitution, that's the oldest written Constitution in the world. Did you know that?
I didn't, actually.
Yeah, it is.
It's
based on a lot of British law principles and things that were enumerated during the Enlightenment by people like John Locke and Montesquieu, but it's still, and it has influenced the formation of constitutions around the world.
Yeah, absolutely. That I did know. We've been a foundation for many other democracies throughout the entire world.
Now, hopefully constitutional republics.
Yes. Now when we look at the Constitution itself, they even referred to documents as old as the Magna Carta, at least looking at it and saying, okay, so this was a contract between a king and his people. We are making a contract between legislative leaders and the people, i.e. the government and the people itself.
Well, yes, it's the people rule through their representatives.
Now, when Justice Kite comes forward, is there anything specific? You said she's going to be addressing some things that are in the headlines right now. Mm-hmm. What is specifically will she be addressing?
Well, I have not seen her talk
yet. Okay.
But I imagine that she will be doing some comparisons of the U.S. Supreme Court and state Supreme Courts, because they're set up in different ways across the country. Some Supreme Court justices in states are elected. Some are appointed, as are, you know, kind of like the Supreme Court justices are in Washington,
mm-hmm.
D.C. So I'm not sure exactly what she will be talking about, but she will be talking about the powers of the court. So,
well, you know, it's interesting. The Constitution creates the Supreme Court, but the Constitution does not create the lower federal courts or the state courts. Instead, it delegates that power to Congress. So Congress has the ability to change the rules for all courts, but the Supreme Court.
Wow. That I did not know. That's fantastic. Probably answers a lot of questions for a lot of individuals out there right now. When it comes to looking at courts, litigation, and debates, when it comes to law, is everything up for debate?
Well, hopefully not. You know, we need to have a structure that's firm enough to give people guidance and confidence, but it's flexible enough to change as society changes. And personally, I think we've gotten too far away from rules. You know, I'm sort of a conservative person by nature, and I like to see people within reasonable constraints follow the rules and be good citizens.
Now, these are issues that the kids address in We the People, that they come together and they have these discussions at such a young age. I was at a dinner, a luncheon, and I had the pleasure of actually sitting next to one of these kids, and holy cow, I was absolutely blown away. Because I asked, you know, what was the subject that they liked to debate? And they told me the subject, and I said, well, go ahead and give me your 2-minute spiel, you know? And by the time I got up from that table, I think I had met probably one of the greatest debaters that I had ever known. These kids are impressive. Individuals who are out there right now listening to the show, maybe they haven't seen something like that. Maybe they haven't seen true debate. Something that I feel is being lost in this country, as opposed to taking a step back, listening to somebody else's perspective. We want to be right. I'd rather be right.
Floyd, I could not agree with you more.
Yeah. And it just kind of, it breaks my heart, because that's the foundation of who and what we are. Being able to voice your opinion, being able to say, well, we need to look at it from everyone's perspective as opposed to one, two, or even three. We've got to look at every situation from the point of view.
And thinking through the unintended consequences of any change that we might make. I mean...
Yes, ma'am. There's been laws made in various states where it's spent months in court because, well, we made this law, but it counters that law. And so nothing actually ever gets done sometimes. So,
and sometimes when those laws do counter each other, the cases are actually taken up to the United States Supreme Court to be resolved.
Ma'am, how important is this to our foundation? The art of debate, the art of being able to, instead of just be right, listen, look at perspective.
It's very important. And of course, the other thing that's most important is you cannot be a good citizen unless you know what it is. I keep going back to constitutional republic, which means that you do have to debate things before you make a decision on them and think about how it will work out in the long term. This is true in all branches of government, although when you think about how they're split up, one is supposed to carry out what the Congress mandates. That's the executive branch. The legislature is supposed to make laws, and then the Supreme Court is supposed to say whether those laws actually do fall under the architecture of the Constitution and what the founders intended.
And now, the Constitution is a living document, is it not, sir?
Well, yes, but the extent to which it's living or fixed is one of the key debates in our society. Now, the Constitution, of course, can be amended, but the amendment process is so rigorous that it's rarely succeeded, although there have been many thousands of constitutional amendments proposed.
But there have been 27 amendments since the Constitution was written.
Mm-hmm.
And over 200 years, 250 years, that's not too bad.
That's pretty good. That's a pretty good record, especially when you look at the way things have changed throughout the years. And this document still applies to, in my opinion, every society. Now, when it comes to the event of Constitution Day, where and when do we have to be?
It's going to be held at the Sheridan High School Auditorium on September 17th, Constitution Day, from 6:30 to 8 p.m. It's a very tight program. There will be the mock debate. There'll be the address by Justice Kite. Lots of questions and answers. There'll also be a little trivia competition. Our moderator is going to be wonderful history teacher Mike Thomas of Sheridan High School, who unfortunately could not be here today because it's the first day of school.
Yeah, he's busy right now.
So he delegated this program to us.
Well, I'm glad he did. He's a great guy. But I got an opportunity to meet both of you, and that's been an absolute pleasure to be able to sit here and speak with you. You know, when it comes to debate, when it comes to sitting down and discussing this country, everybody has a say.
And, absolutely.
And I think sometimes that gets lost in the mire of people wanting to be right, wanting to be correct over compassionate. And I think, folks, you head on down there to Constitution Day, head down there with an open mind, an open heart, leave the parties at the door, and listen to the foundation debates of this nation. Thank you so much for coming in this morning. It's been an absolute pleasure.
Thank you very much, Floyd.
You've been listening to Public Pulse on 930 KROE and 103.9 FM. Sheridan.
Since 1935, First Federal Bank and Trust has been a cornerstone of Sheridan.
And to celebrate 90 years of community commitment, we're donating $90,000 to 10 nonprofit organizations in Sheridan. Each month through November, we'll honor our legacy of community support by investing in a local nonprofit.
This month, First Federal will award $9,000 to Volunteers of America.
90 years, $90,000. Community commitment at its finest. Visit eFirstFederal.bank, member FDIC.
Buy, sell, trade, or just look. The Upton Gun Club Gun Show Fundraiser is Saturday, August 23rd and Sunday the 24th at the Upton, Wyoming Community Center. You'll find guns, archery, knives, hunting items, and reloading supplies. They're even selling lunch. Admission is $5. Accompanied children under 12 are free. No loaded firearms allowed. All applicable state and federal laws will be observed. The Upton Gun Club Gun Show, sponsored in part by the Weston County Travel Commission.
It's time to cowboy up and register for the annual Wolf Creek Wrangell Trail Run. Race day is September 20th, and you can run, hike, or participate virtually in 5-mile, 7-mile, half marathon, or a 30K. This event is hosted by the historic Eaton's Ranch, and all proceeds benefit Habitat for Humanity. Spots are limited. To register, go to runwolfcreekwrangell.com. This year's Wolf Creek Wrangell is sponsored in part by Sheridan Media and Sheridan County Travel and Tourism.
It's almost time for the kids to go back to school, and you want to make sure they get there, right? Well, take the car to Midas for a back-to-school checkup. Midas checks fluids, belts, tires, brakes, battery, coolants, and more. And if you need tires, save up to $140 on Cooper tires. Transportation is a very important part of actually getting them back to school. Midas Tire and Auto in Sheridan, home of the lifetime warranty on brakes, shocks, struts, mufflers, and now tires.
Up where the air is thin and the pines whisper secrets, there's a place called Spiro Wigwam, 30 miles up the Red Grade, at 8,300 feet in the heart of the Bighorns, where the trail calls to those with a cowboy soul. Saddle up for half-day or all-day guided horseback rides, perfect for families, first-timers, even the seasoned cowhand. So experience the way the West was meant to be, horseback. Call Spiro Wigwam or go online at SpiroWigwam.com to come ride where the trails touch the sky.
It's time to vote on the Dog Days of Summer Photo Contest. Help your favorite photo win. We've had over 170 entries. Look and choose your favorite, or if you entered one, make sure you share it on social media and email and text your friends to help you win the $500 in chamber bucks from Mandy Koltiska with C21 BHJ Realty and the gift certificate to All Around Canine Country Pet Inn. Vote for your favorite Dog Day of Summer photo on the contest page at SheridanMedia.com.